The Money Show.
Ad feature.
With Andy Rice.
Andy Rice with Heroes and Zeros. Are we seeing enough people, Andy? And this has been your bugbear since the earliest days of COVID-19, and you were worried that people weren't getting clear messages through on behavior. And since we've had vaccines and vaccinations, you've been very concerned that we're not sending out smart vaccination messages. You've got a couple of examples, or at least one example, of one that may or may not be working.
Well, the big news in this topic over the last couple of weeks has been the launch of the Solidarity Fund's campaign, their contribution to the fight to get levels of vaccination up. Very big budget, multimedia program under the concept or the insight of people wanting to get back to living. That's the line that's used. And that's to be the motivation for people to take action and stop being hesitant. It's a campaign that, according to Wendy Clue, who is the head of marketing at the Solidarity Fund, is data-driven. And that's encouraging because, not that I'm a great fan of data, but I'm a great fan of measurement. And this is a kind of campaign that you really can see the results. We're asking for a particular action to happen, and let's see if they follow suit. It's too early to say how successful it will be, but the flagship piece of advertising is a longish, I would say about, it might be 90 seconds, it might even be 2 minutes, a television commercial or a broadcast commercial. And it has a kind of gritty, moody, quite languid, almost black and white, I think, from the impression it left on me, story about ordinary South Africans. And in that regard, it reminds me a little bit of some of the financial services campaigns, the Alan Grays of this world, or even Nedbank. So I think it's in that genre, and let's see what it does. But let's be grateful and pleased that the Solidarity Fund has got things rolling from a communications point of view. The one thing I do want to see is how it will be meshed with any brands that heed the call to come forward with their own campaigns. And that's going to be quite important to see how Roll Up Your Sleeves South Africa, which is the sort of clarion call of the campaign, how that can be adapted by other brands. I think that the permission is granted very clearly for other brands to use that same creative concept of rolling up your sleeves, but in support of their own brand simultaneously. So let's see how that goes. That's what I'd love to see happen.
I really hope it works, because the message needs to get through and people need to hear it often and clearly. John Lewis, though, has walked into a bit of a controversy. Now, I know you love John Lewis, particularly towards this time of year, usually because of beautiful Christmas advertising, and it tugs the heartstrings and people wait for the John Lewis Christmas ad in the UK the way I wait for Norman Goodfellow's Christmas booze catalogue. Not that I, buy anything out of it. It's just vicarious living. That's what it is. But John Lewis, what have they done wrong?
Well, as you rightly say, as we get towards December, the UK media are really trying to second guess what the new John Lewis Christmas ad might be like. And when they announced there was a new advertisement coming out a week or so ago, and there was a bit of comment about this is surely too early for Christmas, and indeed it is. It's not a John Lewis Christmas campaign, so there's no hills of snow and tobogganing animals and trampolining dogs and all the other things that they've had in the past. This is for a particular division of John Lewis, their home insurance product and range of products, I imagine. And they've made a television commercial through an agency called Adam and Eve, one of the biggest agencies in the UK. And it features, it's hard to describe, so I may sort of give up halfway through, but it basically follows a child of a boy of about 10, thereabouts, dancing dramatically through his home and managing to cause a lot of damage, unwittingly, we assume, along the way by colliding with things and kicking off his shoes and then knocking jars onto the floor and all sorts of things. He leaves a trail of havoc while dancing to the Stevie Nicks song, Edge of 17. And it's beautifully shot, but the main thing that makes it stand out is that the boy in question is wearing his mother's clothes. We assume his mother's. He's wearing a dress, high heels, makeup liberally and slapdashily applied. It closes with the line, let life happen. That's right. So it's really a message of tolerance, a message of don't worry, we'll pick up the pieces metaphorically and literally. But it's caused huge uproar in the UK, hundreds of complaints, others rallying quickly to the cause, saying it's great to see such clear LGBTQ messaging and confidence, and most of the critics are being tarred with the homophobic and bigoted brush. But of course, the one other question is, will they actually pay out for that kind of wanton damage that the boy seems to be demonstrating? But it's worth looking up. It's an intriguing piece of communication. And best of all, it's done what advertising always has to do, which is to take a stance and be distinctive. And there's no denying that's what the John Lewis home insurance campaign does.
Okay, interesting. Your hero this week, please.
Well, there was a gala dinner last week to celebrate the winners of the first round of South African Effie Awards, E-F-F-I-E. That is the Effectiveness Awards. It takes the place of the old, and in my case, much loved Apex Awards that used to measure the same thing, but with different methodologies. And the Effies is a global brand. There are Effie Awards competitions in most major advertising countries. So there are global norms that people can use. And it's fully understandable why the Effies has really taken the place of the Apex Awards, because it's less onerous to enter. It's a little cheaper to enter. More brands enter for that reason. I'm sure it'll become one of the, like the Lurie's, I'm sure it'll become one of the sort of benchmark award systems in the country. And the winner, in fact, awarded a global grand prize. That's what they call it. There's the usual bronze, silver, and gold, and then above the gold there is the grand prize, and that this year goes to Checkers for a campaign to launch their new rewards card, which I think is called Extra Savings or thereabouts. And there's a very nice television spot which uses Dynamo, the magician. I love magic, and he just shows how all the cards that you've got in your wallet can be reduced to just the one, because that's all you really need is the Checkers Extra Savings card. I haven't seen any metrics, any statistics to justify the claims of being effective, but it's clearly very visible and very successful according to a panel of esteemed judges. And so well done to Checkers. I think they've really raised the game in terms of marketing and advertising in recent years, reflecting also their ambition to raise the game in terms of where they stand in the retail market, which is sort of now taking on Woolies more than taking on ShopRite, Pick and Pay at the lower end. So let's congratulate Checkers, their agency 99 Cents. And not forgetting the many other winners, the other ones in the medal classes were Time Bank and First for Women. They both won gold awards. But the grand prize, as I say, went to Checkers, so they are this week's hero.
Fantastic. And your zero, please. We can't let you go without a zero.
No, I won't go without a zero. What I've selected this week is one that really jumped out at me quite unpleasantly from the television screen. And it's yet another in the multiplying category of short-term insurance, with all of the many different packages and bonuses and kickbacks and whatever that the category seems to be littered with. In this case, my problem is from Dial Direct, that they have chosen as their creative platform a conversation about insuring your car between a child of about 8 and, what is it, presumably his or her father. And the child, he uses adult language. I mean, I don't mean adult in a rude way. I just mean mature language, shall we say. Words like participation don't seem to really trip off the tongue from an 8-year-old boy as authentically as perhaps they should. And it's always a difficult thing to use kids in advertising, because if you just do it casually, it won't work. It won't come out well at all. It's a really difficult genre. It requires a director who's very good at performance. And for me, this particular Dial Direct ad of the father and the son discussing the benefits of Dial Direct's vehicle insurance just smacks of opportunism and really corner cutting. It's weak and slightly squirmy.
Weak and slightly squirmy. That is the most damning critique I've heard of an advert for a long time, Andy Rice. Thank you, Andy Rice, with our Heroes and Zeros. Weak and slightly squirmy. That is the Dial Direct father-son sales pitch, masquerading as a charming parenting moment. And then the Checkers grand prize at the Effie Awards, the Effectiveness Awards, gets the big fat hero status. Lots of talking points around the vaccine rollouts and the messaging around vaccines, which is coming through thicker and faster than before, which is also awesome to see.